USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is hosting an event at the White House where the main topic of discussion is opening schools safely. Vice President Mike Pence saying,
"And so to open up America again, we got to open up America's schools. To put America back to work, we got our kids are back in the classroom. And so, Mr. President, I want to thank you for your leadership. It's great to be here with Secretary of Education, with Kellyanne, and all these remarkable teachers in particular. As you know, I've been married to a school teacher for 35 years. She's preparing to go back to the classroom."
Democrats and Republicans still at a stalemate regarding a new stimulus package. Democrats saying they will agree on a $2 trillion package. Meanwhile, Republicans are refusing to budge from their $1 trillion relief plan. Republicans saying much of the money that was passed in previous coronavirus relief bills has not been spent by the states. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A media mogul who helped shape the modern entertainment industry has died. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Billionaire media mogul Sumner Redstone has died at 97. Redstone started with a chain of drive-in movie theaters. He built it into a media empire that included Viacom, Paramount Pictures, and CBS. In a statement released earlier today, his daughter confirmed his passing, saying that he led an extraordinary life that shaped modern entertainment and that he built a legacy that is his media business.
57% of Americans agree with President Trump's executive order to shut down TikTok in the United States within 45 days. According to a new Harris poll data shared with USA Today on Wednesday, the survey was conducted right after President Trump made the announcement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Wisconsin state agency is requiring employees to wear masks while teleconferencing from home. A member of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources sent an email to the staff that said they had to wear masks in the DNR building and in virtual meetings. A mask mandate went into effect in Wisconsin on August 1st. Dr. Scott Atlas sits on the coronavirus task force. He tells Fox News,
"Well, you know, the reality is there's certain data that's very controversial about masks. And I think the president said it correctly, honestly, when he said that in certain settings it's reasonable to wear a mask when you cannot social distance, and particularly if you're trying to protect a proximity to a high-risk individual or you are a high-risk individual. And I think that's a rational policy. I don't want to make fun of people who say these other things, though. And the reality is it's stemming from a massive amount of fear bordering on hysteria now. And this is a real problem because public policy is supposed to be taking into consideration not just stopping COVID-19 at all costs, but understanding the impact of people on what you do and what you say. And I think that's been a failure in some of the people who have been speaking out on this."
A DNR spokesman said they were hoping by wearing masks on those meetings, they would be setting an example. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.